ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وما بكم من نعمة فمن الله. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من تواضع لله رفعه الله. Respected ulama kiram, huffaz, and brothers in Islam, I read an ayat from the Quran Park and one hadith. Today I will be giving you all something from fruit salad. It will be a fruit salad. Allah Ta'ala said in the Quran, in that ayat, وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ whatever ni'mat Allah has blessed us, whatever favors and boons that we are enjoying, we must not forget that that is all from Allah. We are not enjoying it on our own strength. We didn't get it on our own strength. It is from Allah Ta'ala that all the ni'mat that we have, that we are joining. So first what I will do is I will give you all some of those advices that my Shaykh, my Ustaz, Hazrat Shaykh Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani Rahmatullah Alayh used to give to people, some from there. So one advice is to say that always be humble. Man tawada'a lillahi rafa'ahu Allah, that our Nabi said that whoever will humble himself for Allah's sake, Allah will raise him in rank. So it was his advice that always be humble. He was so humble, and that on one occasion his khadim, his person who was serving him, wanted to know that the toilet that is in his house, and there are so many people visiting him every day, but always in the morning clean, but in the evening it's a different situation altogether. So this khadim wanted to know that who's cleaning this toilet, you know, he wanted to find out. So he one night he decided to, he's going to check now who is cleaning this toilet. So late in the night, he realized somebody picked up the bucket of the napaki and going to drop it somewhere in the field. So he followed the person and he realized that it was Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayh himself was carrying and was going and going to drop it off somewhere and then keep the toilets clean. So when he got to him, then Hazrat Shaykh told him, don't mention this to anybody that you saw me doing this. But what I'm trying to explain, see how humble he was, being such a great sheikh and alim, but he was very humble. And he used to also give one advice that whatever we do must always do it just for the pleasure of Allah. You know, brothers, many times Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to do some and some good deeds. We all do it. But we are at that time we don't have the presence of mind to make the correct niyat when we are doing it. We need to have the presence of mind at that time that, Ya Allah, I'm doing this for your pleasure. Then that deed becomes so valuable. Everybody does some and some good deed at many times. But this presence of mind that I'm doing this for Allah's pleasure, that is not there always. Very seldom people remember to make that niyat. So it is, if you want to make your good deed valuable, then try and bring this practice into your life that, hey, now I intend doing this work. Let me see what is in my heart. Why am I doing it? Am I doing it for fame and shame, for fame? Or what is my reason? Am I doing it to please Allah Ta'ala? If not, then I should make my intention correct and let me do it for Allah's pleasure. Then that deal becomes a very, very valuable. And Hazrat also used to always say that, look, brothers, don't trouble anybody. Man salim al-muslimu, man salim al-muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said that a Musliman is that person who people are safe from his hands and tongue. Must not be troubled. So Hazrat used to give this advice to his students also and his khuddams, khadims, those who used to serve him, that try and avoid troubling anyone. Don't trouble anyone. And he used to say that try and control your temper. وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْزِ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. Allah Ta'ala praises those people who control their anger and those who overlook people's fault and forgive. Allah praises them. And Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, you know, we all want to be forgiven by Allah Ta'ala. That is our desire. The biggest night of the whole year in Shab-e Qadr, what happens? Of all the du'as, which du'a did Rasulullah choose for us to read? It is all about forgiving. And Ya Allah, you are very forgiving, forgive me. To Allah, ma innaka afoon, to hibbul afwa fa'afu anni. This is the du'a that was chosen. You can read all other du'as too, but this is one special du'a that is not supposed to be missed on that particular night. And yet it's the most important and the most fazilat night. So it shows that on that night to have this dua chosen means that this is a very important dua that you ask Allah Ta'ala, that Ya Allah, you are forgiving and please forgive me. So Allah Ta'ala is saying in the Quran Park also, is praising those people who forgive and overlook. And then he's saying that don't we all want to be forgiven also? The answer is yes, we all want to be forgiven. We have too many shortcomings and faults in us. We want to be forgiven by Allah Ta'ala. So Allah is saying in that case, وَلْيَعْفُ وَلْيَصْفَحُ. You should make maaf people among yourself also. Overlook one another's shortcomings. Why? He's saying, أَلَّا تُحِبُّونَ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Don't you like that Allah must forgive you too? So he's saying, if you desire that Allah must forgive you, forgive one another also. To achieve Allah's forgiveness, forgive one another. That way, Allah will be happy that, oh, this banda of mine, this servant of mine, is forgiving my other servants. Because everybody is Allah's bandas. Allah loves everyone. So when you are kind to someone, you are kind to Allah's banda. And then Allah loves that. So Allah is saying, if you want to be forgiven, forgive others too. And Hazrat Shaykh used to also say that make a lot of istighfar. And he said that, look, we are all people that we have in ourselves, we have a lot of shortcomings. That is natural. We are not perfect. We are not 100% perfect. We have our faults and shortcomings. But what is necessary? That we must attend to our shortcomings. Whatever we see in ourselves that I have this weakness in me, don't leave it like that. If you have 10 weaknesses, start with fixing one at a time and eventually get to a stage where you've almost cleared all the weaknesses. At least try. Allah will appreciate that this banda is trying to fix his problems. Quran, actually, what time are you? Chapter 2? And do sure. All right, don't have too much time, brothers. So let me just give you one story on tolerance. Because if we have tolerance, then you can forgive also very easily. There was one imam. This imam, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, came in his dream and told him, go and tell your neighbor that he'll be my neighbor in Jannah. First day he dreamed that, he didn't pass the message on. Second day, the same dream comes. Go and tell your neighbor that he'll be my neighbor in Jannah. He still haven't passed the message. Third night, again, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes in his dream and tells him, go and tell your neighbor that he'll be my neighbor in Jannah. He said, this is very serious now. Third time our Nabi is telling me this, I better pass this message on. So he goes to his neighbor and he's telling him, but I got some very good news for you. Yeah, what's that? I dreamt this three times. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that you will be his neighbor in Jannah. Now he got very, very happy, very excited, because what a wonderful news that was. Now, this imam may want to know from him, but how did you reach this stage? How did you earn this status to be the neighbor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He said, well, I never told anybody so far, but now that you brought such lovely news, I will tell you now what happened. He said, I got married. It was our first night. I tried to get close to my wife, but I found her to be crying. So I was worried now, what happened here now, you know? So I'm asking him, why are you crying? Now, whatever she's going to say is shocking. So she's under a lot of pressure. But she decided, I am going to be honest to my husband and I'm prepared to face whatever I have to face. That was good of her. So she said, she gave a reason why she was crying. She's telling her husband, I'm pregnant. Imagine now, first night, and the husband is hearing that she's saying, I'm pregnant. Now imagine what level of stress she must be having, wondering how he's going to respond. So he said, okay, if that's the case, here is another room. Live in that room there until you're over. And then when you're over, then we'll continue our life. No shouting. Why did you tell me from beforehand? Why did you get married to me? If that was the case, nothing. Just live in this room here, get over your pregnancy, and then we'll continue thereafter. Imagine what mountain of stress was down, finished from her. How nice she must have felt, and what dua must have come out from her heart. After some time, the baby was born. So he tells her that, prepare the baby, dress him up nicely, give him a good bath, dress him up, I'm going to take him away, but don't be worried, I'm going to bring the child back. So she does that, prepare the baby. Now early in the morning, Fajr time, he takes the baby, he purposely reaches the masjid a little bit late so that everybody don't see him coming there with the baby, and then he joins the Jamaat. After the Jamaat is over, then everybody come out and there's a big ho-ha-de, there's a baby here, baby here, whose baby is this and all that. Then he comes, hey, what's happening here? You know, there's a baby here, man. Oh, okay, if that's the case, you know what? My wife is longing for a baby from a long time. I'll take the baby. So you see what he did. He took care of the yatim. Very big sawa for that. He took care of that lady's dignity. He gave her a good life. This act was so much liked by our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that presented him with the neighborhood status. All because of this person's tolerance. The tolerance was there to go through all this. Allah rewarded him in a big way to them. May Allah Ta'ala give us the hidayat and tawfiq of tolerance, and may Allah Ta'ala accept us, Allah guide us in life, and we must exercise on this tolerance. Lot of problems will get solved in our homes, everywhere in our community, with our friends, with the families, inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
So Jazakumullah khairan to one of the most senior ulama of our country as far as graduation is concerned. Hazrat Mullah Abdul Khaliq Mullah Sahib graduated at Darul Ulum Dioban, the great institution, in 1955. So mashallah, 70 years in the khidmat of deen ever since qualifying. Has a great honor of being at the feet of great, great asatidah and mashaykh. As we have heard, Hazrat Shaykhul Islam, Hazrat Mullah Hussain Ahmad Madani rahimahullah, was one of those, together with his great knowledge and piety and ruhaniyat, at the forefront of jihad against the British occupation, was incarcerated for a great period of his life. Hazrat had benefited tremendously, and ever since coming back has served in numerous areas in the capacity as imam, as teaching in the maktab. Really, it is the sacrifice of our senior ulama of this country that we are eating the fruits of today, the various madaris, masajid, the maktab. The initial great sacrifices under very, very challenging circumstances were made by our senior ulama. May Allah Ta'ala accept from him and reward abundantly, inshallah. Reminder that we try and contribute generously as possible, inshallah, the house of Allah Ta'ala, as well as for the madrasa, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Wassalatu Wassalamu ala Habibina wa Shafi'ina Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka wa sallam. Amma ba'du, fa ya ayyuhal nas, ittaqullaha azza wa jalla fi sirri wal alan, fa inna allaha yuhibbul muttaqeen, wa man yattaqillaha yaj'al lahu makhrajan wa yarzuquhu min haythu la yahtasib. Ayyuhal muslimun, فلنتخلق بأخلاق حبيبنا وسيدنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ومن صفات أخلاقه الفاضلة التواضع فقال الله عز وجل واخفض جناحك لمن اتبعك من المؤمنين وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من تواضع لله رفعه الله وكذلك فلنعفو ولنصفح لأن هذه من أخلاق الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال الله عز وجل الذين ينفقون في السراء والضراء والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس والله يحب المحسنين وكلنا نحب أن يغفرنا الله عز وجل ذنوبنا الكثيرة فقال الله عز وجل وليعفوا وليصفحوا ألا تحبون أن يغفر الله لكم والله غفور رحيم ومن الأخلاق الفاضلة التحمل تحمل الأذى وتحمل تقصيرات الناس فإن الله غفور حليم أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمد رسول الله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه، وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه، وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنه وعن جميع أهل بيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وأصحابه كلهم أجمعين. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: الله الله في أصحابي، لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير القرون قرني، ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر المجاهدين والمستضعفين والمظلومين في سبيلك في كل مكان، اللهم انصرهم خاصة في غزة وفلسطين والشام والعراق والهند والكشمير وبرما وتركستان والتركية والسودان وفي مشارق الأرض ومغاربها. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين وحرر المسجد الأقصى بقدرتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين بتأييدك الخاصة. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أتموا صفوفكم وسدوا الخلل. Let's fill in the gaps between the shoulders. Fill in the gaps in the safs in front of us. Once you are in the saf, stand as close as possible. One of the means of unity in the ummah and protection from shaitan is to stand as close as possible in salah, locking our shoulders, ensure that the heels are in a straight line.
أكبر الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
استووا استقيموا اعتدلوا تقاربوا سدوا الخلل. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى، والذي قدر فهدى، والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى. سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله، إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى، ونيسرك لليسرى، فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى، سيذكر من يخشى، ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى، ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا، قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى، بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا، والآخرة خير وأبقى. إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله أكبر. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. اللهم أنت السلام. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك، اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم استر عوراتنا وآمن روعاتنا. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وأساتذتنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم انصر المجاهدين والمستضعفين والمظلومين في سبيلك في كل مكان. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة، ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار. رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. جزا الله عنا سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.